Start the just quickly to repeat on the bottom of Chaf Chet Amad Bet. We just finished up the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a ish is madir bino benazir ben ish amadirat bino benazir. That a man can push his son into a nazirut for chinuch purposes, whereas the mother cannot be mechanechos. The question is why? That's why it says ish in avali mishavlo, that a man can but a woman cannot. My time up. And therefore, there's no, you don't have to give an explanation for it. That is the halacha Moshe Messina. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanino, Amar Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanino, that's the name of Reish Lakish. Kifei lechancho b'mitzvot. In order to be mechanechem in mitzvot. So it's a din in chinuch. Right? So if it's a din in chinuch, then why isn't the woman involved if it is a din in chinuch? So when it says kasaver ish chayav lechanech beno b'mitzvot, then isha chayav lechanech beno, so that the father is obligated to be mechanech the child, whereas the mother is not obligated to be mechanech the child. And since the obligation devolves upon the father, then the father can be the one who is madir him in his zirut. Because this is a form, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, this is a form of chinuch. What exactly this chinuch is, it's interesting, the Rush just points out, it's the first line in the Rush on this somebody says, k'dein l'chanecho b'mitzvot, nezirut seyag l'prishut. The nezirut is a way to develop the midah of prishut, and therefore, of separation, of withholding, and therefore it's a part of the general chinuch of the child. Obviously, this chinuch is a din mit rabbanon, and the other thing to mention here is that there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in general about the din of chinuch and what type of chiyuv that generates. That chiyuv of chinuch, right, whether it devolves upon the father, I mean that the father is obligated in the chinuch and the mitzvah is on the father, or do we say that it's the mitzvah of the child, meaning that the chinuch of the child generates a chiyuv midir abanan in a mitzvah for that child. And there are nafkaminot, including issues where we require a chiyuv midir abanan. And that there's a child is actually chayiv in the mitzvah midir abanan, or is that his father is chayiv in the mitzvah to be mechanech in midir abanan. Therefore, is the action of the child, or the mitzvah that he performs, a mitzvah derabanan. It comes up, and the machlokes shows up, and it comes up a number of times. One is by Megillah, Kriyas Megillah by a Katan, Birkas Amazon by a Katan, a number of other places, just since we're on the topic of chinuch, just figure we'll mention it here. Alright, Bishlam, Mother Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going through a series of questions about how this works, how this nazirus of this child works. Based on that fact, we're going to say each time that it's okay for Rabbi Yochanan because each of these nuances are halacha l'moshe m'sinai, so that's okay. But how does Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says din derabanan deal with each of these issues? So Bishlam, Mother Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Halacha, he says halacha l'moshe m'sinai, but nazir amatu l'hachi b'no in bitolo. That explains why the son, he can be madir a son, and not his daughter. Elo Reish Lakish, afilu bito. According to Reish Lakish, why don't we say that his daughter also? There's a din in chinuch. Why isn't the chinuch equally applicable to the daughter as it is to the son? When it says Kasaver v'no chayv l'chanecho bito enu chayv l'chanecho, that he's obligated to be mechanech his child, meaning that his son is obligated to be mechanech, whereas his daughter he is not mechuyav to be mechanech. And as Tosfos points out over here, actually on the previous sentence, the Tosfos points out that b'no in bito lo the kach halacha he b'no shayach by mitzvah lishigadel mutal av l'chanecho. Since it's right, since the son will be shach and mitzvahs when he gets older, therefore is the obligation on the father to be mechanko, but avabito lo, but his daughter not. This Tosfos is just interesting in general. We can just continue quickly in the Tosfos, and I'll mention some points here. It says, Tamad Amarama Katan Ochon Nevelot, you know, in Bizni Mitsuvim Alav Lahafrisho. The general principle that what? That when a Katan eats Nevelot, that Bizni doesn't have the obligation to separate him, to stop him from doing this. So how come over here we're saying it's a mitzvah on the father to be Mechanech the Av? In general, we don't say that they have to remove them from doing any isur. So the answer is yesh lomar. The chinuch of shayach of the hazhira lasot ulekaye mitzvah. Unbelievable. That chinuch is only applicable, right, in positive actions. Chinuch is only an active form of doing mitzvot. Aval hazhir malavor in the chinuch. To restrict someone from doing something is not a part of the chinuch. Right? I'm going to comment about parts of this Tosfos in a second, but I think it's a very, very important statement. There might be a difference between the father who's obligated to be mechanech versus the beis din where there's no din of chinuch, right, with another child. It's just that the question whether they have to be matzah him or not. So the father might be different than beis din. That's the other separation. But according to these two things, one is we said that a son, not a daughter, because when the son gets older, he'll be chayiv in mitzvot as opposed to the daughter. No. And the other question, the other possibility is that there's chinuch we discussed here, that chinuch only applicable in positive actions. So it does have a lot of ramifications or issues, first of all, in terms of teaching girls, like for girls to light Hanukkah, on Hanukkah. So if in the future they're going to be married, and then they're going to light with their husband, and the husband will light for them, then is there a din of chinuch to be mechanech the girls to light Hanukkah if in the end, right, they're not going to light on their own anyway. Right, so there's, it happens some machlokas between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim. I think Rabbi Yosef passes that they should not. Whereas Rav Moshe, I think, says okay, because a girl who goes away to seminary, a girl who goes, you know, in today's world, will be in points in time that before she's married where she might not be with her family, and therefore might light on her own. So there is a din and chinuch to be mechanech or to light on her own, therefore she could light her own menorah. That's one. And then number two is also with kissing the Torah. Another issue where it comes up is that, you know, when they carry the Torah back to the Aron, if there's a daughter there, you're teaching them to kiss the Torah or to, you know, follow the Torah. Is there a mitzvah chinuch or is it proper to be mechanech them in that instance? Because that's not something when they get older that's going to be necessarily applicable to them. That's also a question where some of the poskim say that it's not, that one shouldn't be mechanech in that way because it's something that in the future will not be applicable to them. The second part of Tosfos is about positive actions, which I think is very important in the din of chinuch in general, is that the din of chinuch really involves setting an example and setting a positive atmosphere, an example for the child. And very much when little things that make a difference to the child, like building a sukkah and other things where the child sees the parent being doing it in a way that has a hislavos and a love for the mitzvah, that has such a bigger impression on the parent than telling them they can't do this and they can't do that. And it's those positive actions, positive feelings, which really lead the child to embrace the chinuch of the parents. I think it's a very interesting line in the Tosfos here. All right, so now, what do we say? Next question. Bishlamo, next question. Bishlamo, the Rabbi Yochanan Damar. Right, so it makes sense. But Rabbi Yochanan Damar Lochi ben Ozir Hakam Nizirut in Benedarim Lo. That if it's Alocha Moshe Misinai, then we can say why it's applicable by Nizirut, but not by Nedarim. Right, what would be? Why would Nedarim be relevant here? So that's the Rosh says here. Well, the Chinuch of Nizirut is Pishut. Nedarim are also a Sayag of Pishut. Nedarim are also good for the Chinuch of the Midah of Pishut. So why should only be limited to Nizirut? Meaning Nizirut being a subcategory of Nedarim. If you think that Nizirut is good Chinuch, why don't we say Nedarim? In that the father can be menader the child to bring a korban or to do other things, do a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah. Why don't we say that that's the case? Hello, Reish Lakish. I feel in the Nedarim Nami. Lo mi boy kamar. He says, no, enoch nami. That's what the Mishnah says. Lo mi boy. Lo mi boy min Nedarim to leis lehu nivul. You don't have to tell me about Nedarim that the father can be mechanic the child because there is no nivul in it. Ela filu. Excuse me, ben zirut. Is la nivul. I feel all ki chayv lechanko. Even by Nizirut, where there is a sense of nivul, right? And what the nivul is here, right, is probably not what you would think. We would think the nivul is that he has to get his haircut and all this other things. But we've seen in the Gemara that nivul until this point is the withholding of wine, right? So that's why the Chiddush and the Mishnah tells us that even by Nizirut, the father has the ability to be mechanech his child. But you're right, certainly so by Nidorim. Right, now, next question in the Gemara. Bishlam other Rabbi Yochanan, Damar, Halacha Hi ben Ozir. Right, that makes sense. Then what? Hainu Diktani Micha, Oshmichu Krovav. That the objections in the Mishnah will undermine the Nizirut. Why? Because that is the Halacha Moshe Sinai. That allows them to be oker the nazirus that the father takes. Other Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, right? Kol kiminehem kovim. Like, who are these?
Hold on 1 second.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan said,
Halakha l'moshe b'sinai,
with respect to ish or isha.
Right, or that the whole institution of nazirut by the father is a halakha l'moshe b'sinai. So if that institution is a halakha l'moshe b'sinai, then we can understand why these objections, or these conscientious objectors here who say that it's appropriate for the son, they can stop the nazirut. But according to Reish Lakish, if the father is obligated to be mechanic his child, right? How could they come along and say, don't be mechanic your child? In that, what right do outside parties or third parties have to stop the father from being mechanic his child? So where it says, right, so the different gisos here, is what the word is, whether it's chashiv or chashiva, right, is lo nechale. That means that chinuch, which is also another interesting point in chinuch, that chinuch only applies to things that are, don't involve negative aspects. And that's what the term chinuch, what is the term chinuch here? So we can look in, let's see, what do we want to see first? We can look in... Look at the Tosfos. Tosfos is actually on the previous Amud. Maybe that would be the easiest way to see it. Tosfos is on the previous Amud. It says, Kasavar kol chinuch de lo chashiv. It's towards the bottom there. Kasavar kol chinuch de lo chashiv. Kegon, chinuch de nizirut, bizyonihu. That it's a bizayon, to make a leach saro, but no leach le de b'nei, hukach lo yach le yach le imchot. So we allow the relatives the objection, this conscious objection, because it's something that is a, right, bizayon. It's something that is embarrassing to the child. So this here, the nibul, not the nibul aspect, but the bizayon of cutting the hair afterwards, so that the relatives have the ability, or the child has the ability, to object to that type of chinuch, where the chinuch is not simply positive, but has embarrassing or negative aspects associated with it. So that's where we use the word chashiv. V'yesh gorsiv delo chashiva. There's some that say it's not chashiva, but I perishu kochinuch hu l'hakshivo. The whole purpose of chinuch is to uplift and to give confidence to the child. Right? V'zeh b'zionohu lo. And this is a negative or knockdown to the child. So the whole purpose of chinuch is to give a positive flavor feeling and uplifting feeling to the child, and this would be negative.
Why didn't the Gemara mention the tzad shel chet of nedin nazirus?
You know, why isn't it?
As opposed to chashivus or chashiva, why didn't it say?
Right. Well, I don't, the Gemara is, you know, that's, first of all, that's only for Belazar Kapar, that has the chet aspect of it. And number two is here, the Gemara is going to allow a parent to take nizirut, and there is an inyan of chinuch. They'll allow the child to take it. I mean, that it's really such a chet, then it would never have been, right, the Torah wouldn't sanction it at all. By a fact of the Torah sanctions, that means that there has to be a time or a place where it is positive, and that where there is something.
Okay, we're looking for a tetach to allow relatives to be mafered or to be
right.
Moche.
Right, but I think we have to say it's something internal to the nizirut, that there the chet aspect is something that's a natural outcome of the nizirut. I mean, that if you take nizirut, you're going to be involved in that process. I think what they wanted to do is that chinuch, or not good chinuch, or bad chinuch here. And that's what they ask. The focus of Reish Lakish is this good chinuch or bad chinuch? If you say nizirut is a chet, and nobody should ever take a net in nizirut, then there should be no aspect of chinuch at all.
That with respect to things where there exist subtleties that a child may not be able to discern, then maybe we should wait until they're actually older.
So the Rush says something similar to what you're saying, not exactly, but the Rush says over here that the reason we allow the relatives to object here is because that, for instance, he says, I'll just read it to you, Zelo Rush coming to Takein Hinuch Tazeh, Shem Yishma the Krovav Yavor on the Ziruto. That maybe he'll feel the pressure that the relatives will say, why is he a Nazir? It doesn't make sense that he's a Nazir. And therefore, the peer pressure will push him or to violate the Nazirut. So we wanted to offer them an out where they could stop the Nazirut and not feel where the son will feel that he's an outsider. So why the relatives are objecting could be for your reason, which is that it's inappropriate. A Nazirut, or the aspect of chet that's involved in Nazirut, that's not appropriate chinuch for a child. Right, but I think what the Tosfos and others are focused on is really the personal aspect of the child here, forgetting about the mitzvah aspect, that it's a personal aspect that's injurious to the child because of the embarrassment. You can't call that chinuch, right? So that's is, I think the Rush is also interesting, that he feels that he'll be in a family setting where the others are saying, don't do this, and then that will lead him to violate the Nazirut, because if we don't allow them to stop it, he'll listen to them and then violate the Nazirut that his father put on. It's a very interesting social aspect to why we allow them to object to the Neder Nazirut. That family has huge pressure, and family has a huge influence on the action of the child. Alright. Okay, next question. Vishlama the Rabbi Yochan on Tamar Halacha Ibn Nazir, that's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, Mishum Hakim and Galea. Right, so at the end of this Yerut, what happens? He brings his Karbanot, and then he has to shave his head. When you shave your head, you violate what? Hakavas Arosh, cutting off your pace. So when you're talking about a mitzvah min HaTorah, the Torah said, do it, even though there's a violation of a Kavas HaRosh. So therefore, the same thing with Allah HaMosh Misinai. Right, that's good, because that's we learned that Allah HaMosh Misinai tells us, even though there's a HaKavas HaRosh, nevertheless do it. If it's only a din d'rabbanan to chinuch, how can we allow him to violate the d'oraisa isur of cutting off the payos? So he says, no problem, because ever kavas l'arosh midirabonon, v'chinuch midirabonon, v'chinuch midirabonon, v'dochi hakavah dirabonon. So here, the hakavas l'arosh might be different than hakavah in general. That bal takifu, a restriction against cutting one payas off, is the restriction against making the front of your front hairline equal to the back hairline, cutting it straight across so that they're equal. That's only relevant when there's hair there. To say that they're equal is only when there's a hair line that's there, and then you cut the hairline to be straight back, from the front to the back. So that's when there's an issue d'oraisa bal takifu. If you shave the entire head off, there is no din of bal takifu, because there's no reference point to say that that kavas arosh is cutting straight line back, because now everything is gone. There is no hair there, so there will be no bal takif. And so he believes that a kavas arosh, when you cut up all your hair, that's only an issue d'rabbanan. Min haTorah, there is no Isur of Hakafas Arosh, right? There's no Isur of cutting off the payas. If there's no Isur, only so Isur is only Midrabanan, and you have Chinuch Midrabanan, we say that the positive aspects of Chinuch Midrabanan will override the negative aspects of Hakafa Midrabanan. That's why you see that people who shave their head in general and keep the payas, they leave a section over here so that there is a reference point. Because if it was Kafas Kol Arosh, right, then they want to leave, they have a chunk of hair across the hair, which gives them the aspect of not being a Kavas Kol HaRosh, but just being that there is no straight back line. Alright. Alright, so that's why he cuts his hair and brings karbonos to the base of Mikdash. Although Rabbi Yossi, for Bechina, Meir Slakish, Kedachanchol, Mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, Akamaisi Chulun Azara. You're bringing karbonos that don't exist. But here he is bringing karbonos to the Mikdash, and yet he's not chayav to bring karbonos. It's only a din d'zirus d'rabbanan. How can he bring karbonos? That's like bringing from Lazara. What?
For the zikatan.
Not because it's a katan, but because it's not chayav in the zirus at all. It's not chayav in the zirus d'rabbanan. Right? I mean, he is a katan, so therefore he can't take a neder d'zirus. But if you say that the father can impose a midoraisa, that wouldn't be a problem. Because then he would be a nazir midoraisa. If he's a nazir midoraisa, you can bring karbonos. But if he's only a nazir midrabbanan, how can he bring karbonos into the mikdash, which are chulin bazar?
Well, hold on. But an adult would also be a nazir midrabbanan according to this shita.
Why? No.
So you're saying because it's a katan.
Right. Right, we'll see in a second that it's not definitely a katan, because there are aspects where a katan can take a neder, even though he's not a gadol yet, because he's
also even if the father accepts his ears for his older son, he's also the run.
All right, we'll see that. We'll see whether it seems like after he turns 13, he probably can't do this anymore. But you're right, it is a din because it's a katan, but the issue is that it's derabanan, because that's what the issue is here, the derabanan. If you could create a case and consider the derabanan even by gadol, you'd have the same problem. But you're right. Here the problem is what's creating the Nazirus to Rabban is that he is a Katan, right? Alright, so now he says, Akamaisi Chulun Azoro, Kasabar Chulun Bazar Lav Doraisa. It's an amazing statement that Chulun and the Azara is not Min HaTorah. So therefore, what are you going to do? What type of solution is this? Alright, so first of all, the Ola and Shlamim are not a problem. Because even if the Ola and Shlamim were not supposed to be brought, you can bring them as Nidavot. So you can just bring them out tonight, you know, or bring them as Nidavot. Basically, if you're going to fake bringing the Karbana for this Neder Nazirus d'Rabbanan, the Ola and Shlamim, just bring them in Nidavot. But the Chatas, what are you going to do with the Chatas? So he says, no problem. Chulin Bazara is not d'Oraisa. Alright, so bringing in Chulin to the Azara is not d'Oraisa, but still, how do you get the Chatas on the Mizbeach? What are you going to do? The Rishonim here point out what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to do a suggestion that we have in the Gemara in Zvachim, which is that he's going to have to sprinkle the blood as if it's water. And he's not going to make, sprinkle the dam, not as a din in dam, but a din in mayim, like to sprinkle it. And then he's going to have to put the evarim, or the parts of the emurim that he puts on his back, he's going to put them on to be wood for the other karbanos, to put them on a din of eitzim. So he's not really being makriv a korban. And then the kohen can eat the basar, because why it's chulin basar? And chulin basar, you can both be makriv and you can eat. That's what the Rishonim say here. Based on this, if the chulin basar is not the oraisa, then he can be makriv the korban in a fake way. You know, he puts on the mayi, puts it on like blood. The shechita is a good shechita, so that's not a problem. Right? It's a kosher shechita in the mikdash. So he has a kosher shechita. If it's a kosher shechita, then he can eat the korban afterwards. So he's going to eat the korban, and he's going to kind of fake putting it on his back, and all this won't be a problem because kulin bazar is not the oraisa. It's only a din d'rabbanan. Right, your question will come up in a second. Bishlam other of Yochanan Damar Lachi ben Nozir. They said to Lach Moshe Sinai, Hafeki mitamei maisi karban siporim. Then if he becomes tamei, what's the din of a Nazir tamei? He has to bring an olah and a chatat from two birds, right? And he has to bring a sham Nazir. Now, when you, in the Mikdash, how are birds shechted in the Mikdash? There is no shechita for birds. It's malika, it's done from behind. Malika is done from behind. Is malika kosher outside the Mikdash? The answer is no. So now what are you going to do? Here he is bringing, so this is like your question, bring in the Mikdash, bring the tziporim. You shech the tziporim, quote unquote, with malika. Malika, sorry. Malika is only valid in the Mikdash. It's not valid outside the Mikdash. So if these are karbanot, are not real karbanot, right, then how could you eat them? Malika karbanot tziporim, bachil, kohen, Malika, right? V'achol kohen malika. How can the kohen go ahead then and eat the malika of these karbanos? Rabbi Yosef v'luchinam reish lakish. Hakakam the veilo. He's not eating, right? He's not eating kosher meat now. So even if you say chulin bazar is okay, it's not the rice, you can eat it. But even if you can eat it, you can only eat it if it's still a kosher animal. So when you're talking about an animal, the shechita of an animal is a kosher shechita, then he's eating normal kosher meat. But over here, this bird is in a vela midin eating, or midin basa. So then where it says here, now this is a big focus about, the girsa here. So we're gonna say, kasabar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't shechita la'of min ha-Torah. That there is no shechita sa'of min ha-Torah. That min ha-Torah, an oaf just needs to be killed, and it allows blood to drain. So you have to cut its head off, or somehow remove its head, or move it, or kill it in a way that allows the blood to drain. But otherwise, there's no requirement of shechita. You can even do it through nichira. That's what the Gemara uses as the alternative to shechita, which is puncturing a hole so that the blood drains, but it doesn't have to be done through the shechita. There's no din of shechita for the Torah. Therefore, you don't need the malika is just as good as shechita, because all you need is the bird to be dead. You need the bird to be dead and the blood to drain. So if you do it derech malika or derech shechita, both those are minatoru would be kosher for the bird. It's only midrabbanan. We maybe have shechita midrabbanan. Now we can suspend in the case of chinuch midrabbanan. All right. So now this question of who's the girsa here? Kasavar Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda that there's no shechita of min ha-Torah. Who is this Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda? And who are they quoting here? So now there are different girsos in the Gemara. Some Gemaras have a girsa of Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda here. Others have a girsa that it's Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina here that he holds like it. The problem is, who is this Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina? Right? Because here we are, we're quoting what seems to be a Tana over here, right? And we just had Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina in our Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was quoting in the name of Reish Lakish, right? And he was also a Talmud. He got smicha from Rabbi Yochanan. So it's clear that he's an Amora. So how can you be quoting Kasava Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina that ain't shechita of min ha-Torah? So they changed the girsa. That's why the girsa in front of us now is changed to read Kasava Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Tana, is the author of this opinion. Where is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the author of this opinion? That is very difficult, because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda never says that explicitly. Later on in the Gemara quotes a brisa with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda in it, and the Gemara is inferred, the Allah of Hashem say we can infer from that brisa this is what he holds. But although, I'll be honest, it's not so clear. So the Rabbeinu Tam, in the end, says, listen, that this, I don't want to change the girsa sasparim, and the girsa should remain Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, but there are two Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chaninas. is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who we quoted earlier in our Gemara, who is a Amora. But there is also a Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who is a Tana. Right? And this, he's not the one that's quoting in the name of Reish Lakish here. And there are two different Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chaninas here, that there are. And he shows, based on this, if you keep the gears intact, this oxen can't be the Amora, but must be an alternative Tana. Right, so he holds each kid to open a Torah, and also he has to connect to that chulin bazar lav del reisa. Because even if you believe there's no shkita, you still need chulin and azar because you're bringing karbanos to the azar. Right, so Rabbi Yossi, hochi? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold this?
Chulin bazar lav del reisa is also
you need it. Reish Lakish needs it. We said that in the previous.
Yeah. No.
This is, but I'm saying they're taking, these are opinions, real opinions, mm-hmm. but they're saying they're taking these opinions and made it to work for Reish Lakish, meaning that Reish Lakish is becoming more and more difficult as you add on all these, you know, minority opinions about, or opinions about, you have to hold Bazar is Lavdo Raisa, you have to hold the Ancient Kitha Elfman and Torah, right? All these, you have to hold the Kavas Karosh is only their Abon, Kavas Karosh is only their Abonon, right? You have a lot of assumptions or presumptions to get to that, to that point. Alright, so now the Mishnah says the Sefer of Yossi, how often can you really hold this? That what? This ancient Kitha open, it's our plus, it's Chulin Bazar's Bagdo, right? So, Batanya, we have Rice of Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Minayim, Chatas of Shibala Sufik. How do I know that Chatas of is brought in a suffix? So, we've seen this earlier. The Chatas of is an unusual karban, that in general karbanot are not brought ala safek. You have a safek, you don't bring the karban. And the chatas of happens to be the exception that is brought ala safek. So how do we know that? Shena ne'achelet. But when you bring a chatas of on a safek, it's not eaten. It's brought on a mizmeach, but it's not eaten. Talmud lomar, v'azavet zavo, v'zachar uldene keva. There's a comparison or parallel, a hekesh between male and female here. Mekesh nekevel zachar. Ma zachar. What a male. Now here, the Gemara is all going to be trying to point out here that this is not true of a male, it's true of a female as well. But we're talking about in the keva, we're going to see that these are karbanot that are only brought by women. So therefore, when I talk about zachar, it just mentions the karbanot that a zachar would bring, but not necessarily that it's exclusive to a zachar, and a keva would also bring it. Ma zachar mevi karban ala badai. Just like a zachar, if he violated a chait that requires you to bring a chatos, he'd bring a karban. If he knew for sure b'shogeg he was violated dam or chaylev, isurim meidam and chaylev, he would bring a karban. Chatat, alavadai, nekeva, so too by nekeva. Maybe a karban, alavadai. If she's a yoledet or a zapo, right, she will bring a karban, chatas, right, the bird, chatas gola, but she'll bring birds, they're chatas and nola, and that chatas is a karban chatas, vadai. Umazaka, maybe a safek, just like a male would bring for a safek. What's a safek? If you have a safek, whether you violated a din that requires a chatas, right, if you had a safek, what do you bring? You bring an asham, talui. Right, so just like by a regular chatos aspect, we see that there's a karban ala badai, which is the regular chatos, and then you have a karban ala safek, which is the asham talui. So too, by a woman, right, you're going to have the same thing. You'll bring a karban ala badai, which is the chatos of, and you'll bring the ala safek. And you also bring the chatas of on the safek. Just like by a male, which you bring an animal for the chatas, you also bring an animal for the shantaloi, safek apnekeva. Just like she brings a bird chatas on the vadai, so too, maybe ala safek, she'll bring a bird ala safek. Ah, ima zacha may be karban menechal. Just like a zachar would be, bring a karban and it would be eaten, right? Meaning that the Asham Talui is eaten by the Kohanim. Right, Av Nekeva may be a Karban Menechal. You would have thought also that the Nekeva is brought and eaten. Meaning the Chatas Of that is brought Misafei should also be eaten. So lo, the Gemara says no. Lo, Ima Marto, if you say Bezachar Shekin Isur Acher Echad. There's only one Isur. By a male, what's the only Isur? Chulin Ba'azara. That's what it sounds like. So Marbi Nekeva Shnei Isurim. By Nekeva, when she brings the bird, you have two Isurim. My Shnei Isurim. What are the two Isurim that you would violate by a bird? Lav Isur Nevela, because of Malika, and Chulin Ba'azara, and bring a chulin to Azara. So there are two Isurim. So the reason to eat by a male might be different, and therefore you can't compare a female, meaning that you can't compare a chatas opi safek to an Asham Taloi. An Asham Taloi would only be a, a chulin bazara, whereas by a chatas opi safek, it would be both chulin bazara and a possibility of violating the vela. But let's quickly say, what's the question here? The question is that we say that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda before we said, or Rabbi Yosef and Hanina holds that what? That shkita, that there's no shkita min ha'of min ha'Torah, right? And it's chula in bazara. It means that there's only one problem, which is chula in bazara, and that we take care of, but there is no nevela problem. Is that really true? You can say there's no nevela problem. We see from this limud that there is a nevela problem by a chatas open. That's why we don't let you eat the chatas open itself, because there is a nevela problem. So how could you premise the opinion that a Reish Lakish, based on the one who said there's no shkita min ha'of min ha'Torah, that there is no problem with nevela for a bird in the mikdash? Here we see there is a problem for a nevela bird in the mikdash. Now, I just point out here that the Lad Rishon asked about the hekesh. First of all, when you have a hekesh, there's a general Christian principle, emi shivin ala hekesh, that we don't allow you to ask logical questions on a hekesh. So if this hekesh is a real hekesh here, why does the Gemara say, oh, take a logical argument that you don't connect, that it should be different for why you eat an Asham Tavu and you don't eat a chatas misafik? That's the number one problem. How could it be that you can answer, you can make a logical argument against the hekesh?
What's the hekesh here?
Between Zachar and Akiva. A male and a female bring the same carbon, and the hekesh between an achatas asham taloi and a achatas ha'of and a achatas ha'of misafik. So those would be the two sides. All right. So now that's one question. The second question you have to ask is: it seems from this gemara that an asham taloi, if the person finds out afterwards that either they didn't do the chet or they did the chet after making achatas, that the asham taloi was cooling, that you weren't supposed to bring it. But the whole purpose of bringing Asham Talui, or the way we understand Asham Talui in general, is that it's brought ala safek, and that carbon is a good carbon. Even if you find out later that you weren't supposed to bring it, right? Even if you were supposed to bring in the, even if you find out later that either you weren't supposed to bring it, or you have to bring a chatos, which you do, if you find out you really did have to bring a chatos, the Asham Talui is, Talui, it's called the Tole. It protects you until you find out and bring the chatos, but it's a good korban. I mean, that over here, the Gemara seems to suggest that it would be a problem of chulin bazara if they find out some reason that the asham b'safek wasn't right. And how could the kohanim eat it? It's because it would be chulin bazara. So that's another interesting issue. And the last issue isn't it, we need this hekesh because there's nowhere else. This is the limud that we find that you're allowed to bring a chatas of mi safek. So the why the Rishonim here suggests, which is very interesting, the Rishonim suggests that min haTorah, chatas ha'of can be eaten. Misafek. That this hekesh is a full-fledged hekesh. And that hekesh means just like Asham Talui is brought, and that's ala safek, and is eaten, so too a chatas ha'of is brought and eaten. It's a din d'rabbanon that we don't allow you to eat the chatas misafek. Right, we don't know how you eat chatas misafek because either it looks like chulin bazara, it looks like there might be, it's a chumra d'rabbanon, I would say you can't eat it. But the hekesh is a good hekesh, and this is the hekesh of the source throughout the Torah, throughout the Gemara, where we say chatas misafek, that's from this hekesh, from this limud right here. And that limud would mean that even achila would be muteret, but we don't allow achila, that is a din d'rabbanon or chumra d'rabbanon, which is important, we'll see in a second. Okay, and then, the issue of whether it's Asham Tolu is Chulin is a very difficult issue that I think some of the Achronim deal with. But just I'm pointing it out, I haven't seen all the answers yet. But I just want to point it out because it's unusual because that's not the way we look at Asham Tolu in general. We look at Asham Tolu as a full-fledged Korban, not as something that if it's retroactively found out that it was unnecessary, that it becomes Chulin Ba'azar. Right, so the Gemara answers up. So the question we've asked so far is how could the opinion of Reish Lakish be premised on the fact that a chatas oaf can be eaten because we hold this, there's ain't shechita la'oaf, because we see here clearly that there is a problem of malika by an oaf, because there the Gemara is not allowing one to eat the chatas oaf and suffering because of the problem of malika and kulin bazara. But that malika problem exists, which means that there is nevela by oaf. There's nevela by oaf. How could that be the opinion of Reish Lakish? The Gemara answers up and says no. When we said two Isurim, it didn't mean Isurim of Nevela Chulin Bazara, but it meant that it was Mati Flava Bakabre Dovika, Dilma, Machayel De Mishom, Demit Chazik, Yitre Isurim Midirabonon. Not because it is two Isurim, but it looks like two Isurim, Midirabonon. it looks like to Isurim, it looks like you're eating Chulin Vazarin, it looks like you are eating Nevela. So that it's not an Isur de Oraisa that you may not eat the Chadas Nisavek. The Limud is not a full Limud to reject it, but rather it's only an Isur Midrabanan. So therefore the Chinuch Midrabanan here can come and override the general restriction Midrabanan not to eat Achatas of Misafek. That what? That Achatas of Misafek can't be eaten because it looks like Nevela and looks like Chulin Ba'azara. And that's the way the Rishonim are going to learn here in the end. That what? That a Hekesh is a real Hekesh. And therefore you could eat Achatas Misafek. Achatas of Misafek you could eat in a Torah. It's just Dirabonan. Since it looks like Nevela and looks like Chulin Ba'azara, we're not going to let you eat it. But when you have a mitzvah of Chinuch Dirabonan, according to Rish Lakish, that will override the restrictions Dirabonan of eating the Achatas of Misafek. Alright? So Lema Ketanai, let's say this Machlokas Tanaim is similar to another Machlokas Tanaim we had. Ad Matai Madir Adib Ben Oben Nazir. How long can a father be Madir his son in Nazirus? So the Achi Avish Te Saro Tivrei Rabbi. Rabbi says until he becomes a Gadol. And this is what you're asking before. The father has entitlement to do it until he becomes an actual Gadol. The father is entitled to do it until he reaches the point of that he can take Nazir, which is Mufla Samuch, right? It's Mufla Samuch. Meaning that the child is in an age, there's a child at an age where he understands what he's doing by Nedarim, but he's not necessarily a Gadol yet. At that point, since the son can make his own Neder, the father no longer has the rights to make Neder. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the right of the father to mechanic the child in Nezirut or Nedarim is only existent when the child himself can't do it, which is when the child reaches the age of 11 or 12, which is a mufla samachlish, where he can understand what he's saying, then his nedarim would be tovis on his own, then his father can't do it. It's because the Rabbi believes that what? Rabbi believes, no, that it's a din in katnus versus godless. I mean, it's a din in age, being a minor or a major. As long as he's a minor, the father has a din of chinuch here. Whereas when he's a major, that's when the din of chinuch is suspended. So my lav, tonight he, right, this is my focus night. The Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Sovar, it's Allah, he's the Moshe Messinai. By Nazir. So Afa be the Yagil or not the Darim, Madule, even though that the son now can independently take a Neder, the Lachlan Moshe Messinai says the father has entitlement until he reaches the age of not being a minor anymore. Vazal at the mighty Shesars. Because if you're using the Amak Shegil or not the Darim, Savar Kedel, Chanchel B'mitzvos, he holds that it's a din by Reish Lakish. Like Reish Lakish, what? It's a din of Chinuch, the din of Chinuch suspends when the son already can do it on his own. If he can do it on his own, there's no mitzvah of Chinuch anymore. Okay, but then Afik Mirshutay, Tulo Machayib, once the son leaves his possession, meaning that he can do it on his own, then you don't need to be mechanakim anymore. Sami lo, fully am alochi. You know, everybody agrees it's alochi the Moshe Messinai b'Nazir. How come a muflok or some chlish commits with it? They're arguing about someone who is able to understand what nedarim they're taking, but they're not a gadol yet. Rabbi Sarva muflok some chlish, the rabbonon, the ability to take nedarim prior to becoming a gadol, that's only a din, the rabbonon. Asa del reisu, daki the rabbonon. And here we have a del reisu din, alochi the Moshe Messinai, which says the father can be madir, the ben, and the nazir, and that'll override the son's ability to take his own nedarim. That a child who reaches almost, who's underage, but yet understands what his nedarim are, that ability to take nedarim is a din d'oraisa. If it's a din d'oraisa, it blocks the ability of the father to be mater him in the zero. So that's one place. Of Ibai Zema, Ketul Yamod Kedachan Kol B'mitzvah. No, everybody says like Rish Lakish, that it's a din in chinuch. And the ability for a youngster, a minor, to take the neder nezirut or nedarim when he is understands them but below age, Rabbi Sava Atichino, both of those are derabbanan. So Rabbi Sava Atichino derabbanan, medachim muflas mechlish derabbanan. So Rabbi says it's like an asay dochelot asay in derabbanan. You have an asay of chinuch and you have a asay, or it's kind of a lot asay here, but an asay of the child derabbanan, which says that the father may no longer be mechanic. If that's the case, we'll take one derabbanan. So you have competing Durabbanans. Rabbi believes that one Durabbanan knocks off the other Durabbanan, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no, that one Durabbanan cannot knock off the other Durabbanan in this case. So Gemara says, Lema hani tanai, ki hani tanai. Let's say this Machlokas Tanaim that we just mentioned above, between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi, is similar to another Braisa that we have. Netanya, Maisa, Rabbi Chanina, Shidur Aviv ben Nazir. His Rabbi Chanina, his father, went ahead and gave him, did this sin of making your son into a Nazir. They revealed his name, Rabbi Gamliel. They brought him to Rabbi Gamliel. They revealed a boat coat. So then Rabbi Blil was checking him out. Was he a gadol or not a gadol? Meaning, was the father's net in his yiras effective or not? That depends on whether the child is a gadol or not. Who's that like? That's like Rabbi Yossi. That's like Rabbi, right? Rabbi Yossi says, no, he wasn't checking out to see whether he had shtei saros. He was checking out if he understood what the din of nedarim is, if he knew how to take a din of neder. Because once he took a din of neder, the father would not be able to do it. Imlav, amalo, Rabbi, out to star the vodkani. So Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Meir, don't worry, you don't have to check me out. If I am a katan, then I'm a nozir because my father said I'm a nozir. If I'm a gadol, my father couldn't make me into a nazir here, then I take, accept on myself a neder nazirut. So, I'm a nazir here. Either because my father had the right to make me into a nazir, or if I'm already a gadol, I'm taking it, what? I'm taking the neder nazirut on myself. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Mashkor Rosho, Rabbi Gamliel gets up, kisses him on his head, Amar Muftach, and he says, Shemor Halacha Bisrael, that this person will become a Mora Halacha Bisrael, Mil Ayom, Miyomi Mulatim, Ashahora Harab Bisrael, that the Rabbi Chanina grew up to be a Mora Harab Bisrael. Right. Now, Bishlamo, so Gemara is saying, maybe this should be the same machlokas that we had above between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. They're arguing over here, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi are saying, what was the bedika by Rabbi Gamliel? Was the bedika about whether he was a gadol, a real gadol, minor, major, meaning did he base days hours, or was the bedika by Rabbi Gamliel was whether he reached, oh, not the Darim or not? I mean, where was the crossover point? So that's the same machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi above. So where it says, Bishlamo, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shiagilan at the Darim. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, this says that the din is when you reach onat the dareim. How do you come on? Katan and yev shvil abba. Right, then he can explain why when he says I'm a katan, then I'll be from my father. Right. Elo the rabbi the march of each day sarot until he reaches two starot, he can't take his own net there. Godon yev shvil that's me. Right. Harbishus and avu koyim. So the assumption of the Gemara here, which is a very poor assumption, and all the Rishonim pointed out, the Gemara is trying to build towards another question. But the assumption here is that everybody agrees that he is checking him out to see if it's onat nedarim or not onat nedarim. And Rabbi says that he has to be a gadol in order to take a neder. So if he's checking him out to see whether he is onat nedarim or not, right, or he's at the age, like say he's 11 or 12, and he's 11 or 12 and not 13 yet, so he's checking him out at 11 or 12, it's clear he doesn't have shnei saros here. So what was the question here? He said, Rabbi Chanina says, if I'm a katan, then I'll be for my father. If I'm a gadol, what gadol is he? He's only 11 or 12. He's clearly not a gadol. How can he take his own neder? Simple answer to say is that the question in him was when he was at the borderline of 12, 13. He was just turned 13, and we don't know if he has shnei saros tonight. That's what he was checking out. It's an easy answer for Rabbi, and that's what the Gemara is going to answer. But the Gemara gave this question in order to build towards the next question. Okay, so Habashu the Abu Klaim. Ella. So now, what's the question? The question now is, how could he do it? No, he says that I will be for my father, I will be for me. Meaning that it was at the time that he reached the age of gadol. And either I will be because my father was really a katan when I took the neder, and therefore it was, my father was able to accept it as your fair. If not, if I'm really a gadol, then I'll accept it on myself. I'm going to read the Gemara here in the simplest form. The Mefarish and the Tosfos have slightly different readings of the Gemara, but basically I think the same gist of the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, so now the question is, okay, so now what's this? He says, I am a nazir. If I'm a gadol, I'm a nazir on my own, you know, on preference. If I'm a katan, my father's acceptance of nazir. So now what else? If he was Isis Jairus Meikara, if he was a gadol from day one, meaning he had shtei saros when this all took place, then kaim nizirut delay. Then he is taking his neder nizirut and he'll be a nazir. So, or if he got shtei saros after nizirut is complete, then he's a nazir, kaim nizirut da'avua. Then he was a katan clearly, and he becomes a nazir according to what? Because of his father. The problem is the icy bim mitzoy. What are you going to do when he gets shtei saros in the middle of the nizirut? What happens if he gets shtei saros in the middle of the nizirut? So, the question at hand here, according to the Mefarsh, the way he's reading the Gemara all along, is that the Gemara now assumes he's going to bring two karbanot, one for himself and one for his father. And then the question over here is, okay, that works well if we know clearly when the neder nazirus was taken, meaning that he was a gadol or a katan when it was taken. Problem is, if it happens in the middle, then we don't know if that's the case. That's one possibility. Or the way Tosfos reads the Gemara here, is that, okay, now you thought you solved the problem for Rebbe, that he only has to bring one karba. You solved the problem when he's either clearly a gadol beforehand, or he's clearly a katan beforehand. What happens if the middle of the nazirus, he now becomes a gadol in the middle of the nazirus? What happens in the middle? So Tosos earlier on, actually, in the last stop, 2 days ago, mentioned that when a child becomes a gadol, it cuts off the nazirus of his father. It stops it. Then in its path, over. So a father accepts the nazirus mitzvah chinuch for the child, and he gets stay sours in the middle of it, it ends it. Okay, according to the first year, it doesn't end it necessarily, but it'll continue. So now, the question is, how many nidrei nazirus do you have to count here, or how much time do you need to count? So if he says, I'm going to accept on myself, according to the first year, I'm going to accept on myself both for myself and for my father nazirut, then when he becomes a gadol in the middle, right, of the nazirut, then how can he, according to Rabbi, you're going to have to bring, right? How could you take one nazirut? How could you count one single nazirut to get rid of the acceptance of both the father and the son? Because here in the middle, he got two staros, right in the middle of the nazirut, so you have to count two naziriot. One for himself, and one for his father. That's where the Mepharish went. So according to Tosfos, he says, no. If the father's nazirut gets cut off, then how could he bring the korban at the end of 30 days? Because his nazirus kicks in the moment that he turns into a gadol, and then you have to wait 45. Like, if he waited 15 days already, you have to do his 30 days after that. So how can it be? So according to the Mepharish, you have to keep two 30-day naziriyot. You have to keep two full 30 days. There's one for his own, one for his father. Because when he became a gadol in the middle, that meant that both his statement was true and his father's statement was true. According to Tosfos, the seisaros cut off the father's naziriyot. So he only has one naziriyot, but that's his. But his can only start counting from the time he turns to a gadol, and that's 15 days after he already started counting the first naziriyot. So you have to wait 45 days before you can bring a naziriyot. So according to both of them, how does Rabbi have a case where he brings only one nazirut? How did this case of Rabbi Chanina work out? Right, so that's the question here. So that's it. So now, Gemara asked, Rabbi Yosef, that's not a problem. I think yellow not nedarim. It holds that it's a din and not nedarim, because everybody agrees when the onat nedarim comes, it does not cut off the nazirut. Right? Onat nedarim, when he reaches the point of onat nedarim, that does not stop the nazirut that his father took. The father's nazirut can be finished. Rabbi Damar should be stay saros to Michael Maimon. What can you say? Because stay saros do cut off the nazirut. Why is it that stay saros cut off the nazirut and not, right, and not reaching the onat nidarim? So that is, the Tosfos says this. If you look in Tosfos, Anichol Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he says, V'im Tomar, the Tosfos there, V'im Tomar, Anichol Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, says, V'im Tomar, sorry, I didn't put it out here, it says, V'im Tomar, V'im Tomar, Anichol, Shema Balanat Adrein, V'im Mitzay, V'im Kin Ech, Yitzay Nizirot Avil, V'ad Yom El Yom. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam, Onat Darim, Eino Suterit. The Onat Darim does not cut it off. Nehida, Avainu Yochol Adiro, Mikam Be'ilech. Father cannot be madhirim going forward. Mikomokom, Hefedi, Dira, Kodavachem, Mishimonat Nadarim, Lo Paka. Kevin, the Lohavi, Kim, Mindarabonon. That's only Darabonon, Onat Darim. Avo Sarot, Ishto, Raisa. The two Sarots, because from a Gogo is a Dindo, Raisa, that does cut off the Naziris. Not only does it stop the Father from doing going prospectively, it also retroactively knocks out the Ned there. So now, how are we going to explain Rebbe? Michael, Amen. You're right. According to Rabbi, the only way to solve this problem is having to bring, either according to the Pharisees, two karbanos, two naziriyot over here, or according to the Tosfos, that he had to at least count another additional 30 days from the time that he got shteisaros to finish up this neder nazirut. According to Rabbi, if it happens in the middle, that cuts off the nazirut. If it cuts off the nazirut, then he has to count his own from that point forward, which would be an additional 30 days to whatever he's done until that point. According to the Pharisees, he has actually two, right, Nidrei Nazirios, so that's a complete, both his father's and his, that need to be completed over here. Alright, we'll stop here.